From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A NATO-led force is suspending offensive operations in Afghanistan until after the country's presidential vote. The Taliban has threatened to disrupt Thursday's election. President Obama says U.S. troops have been trying to secure Afghan polling sites. Mr. Obama has praised veterans for their work and promised to take care of their needs. The president also vowed to veto any defense spending bill that is loaded with pork.
The indefensible no-bid contracts that cost taxpayers billions and make contractors rich. The special interests and their exotic projects that are years behind schedule and billions over budget. The entrenched lobbyists pushing weapons that even our military says it doesn't want.
Mr. Obama was speaking before a group of the veterans of foreign wars Monday in Phoenix. The Justice Department issued indictments Monday in what it calls the largest credit and debit card data breach in U.S. history. Federal prosecutors have charged 28-year-old Alberto Gonzalez of Miami and two unidentified hackers of stealing information from 130 million cards. Analyst Aviva Leighton says tighter controls can be imposed on credit cards.
What they need is a fundamental upgrade of the system, much like they've done in Europe and Latin America with chip and PIN cards. The U.S. has not upgraded the payment system security. That has to be done by the banks.
The hackers allegedly broke into networks for card processor Heartland Payment Systems, convenience store chain 7-Eleven, and supermarket chain Hannaford Brothers. Firefighters are continuing to make progress on two major wildfires in California. While some residents are no longer under an evacuation order, others remain in motels and public shelters. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more.
A couple of thousand evacuees of the Santa Cruz Mountain community of Bonny Doon are either home or in the process of returning, but 500 residents of nearby Swanton are still under an order to stay away as flames ravage steep hillsides. In Santa Barbara County, firefighters have the upper hand on a blaze that has burned for a week and a half. Some residents are still advised to seek shelter elsewhere. Despite the tens of thousands of acres burned at a number of sites, property damage has been minimal, according to CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berlant.
There were a large number of homes that were threatened immediately by these fires, but firefighters did a great job over the last week of really making a stand against the fires, protecting those homes.
Some downwind communities are experiencing air quality problems due to smoke. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Former South Korean President Kim Jae-jung has died at the age of 85. Kim had been hospitalized with pneumonia since last month. He was the recipient of a Nobel Peace Prize for brokering the first summit between leaders of the rival Koreas in 2000. The meeting helped ease tensions between the two states. This is NPR News. Campaigning has begun for one of Japan's most keenly contested elections, which could see the ruling party lose power for just the second time in half a century. NPR's Louisa Lim has this report from Shanghai.
The day has come to change the history of Japan, said opposition leader Yukio Hatoyama, kicking off his election campaign. The poll for the lower house of parliament will be held in less than 2 weeks' time. In his speech, Prime Minister Taro Aso insisted his party had taken the right economic policies. This one day after Japan announced it was out of recession. But one recent poll shows 40% of voters favour the opposition, while only 21% support the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. The LDP has governed for almost all of the past 55 years, but its ratings have plummeted due to increasing unemployment, a perceived lack of leadership and bureaucratic bungling. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
In Scotland, government and court officials are considering the fate of the only man convicted in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. Cabinet officials are to meet Tuesday to discuss whether to release Abdel Basset Ali Begrahi, who is dying of prostate cancer, or transfer him to a jail in his native Libya. At the same time, a court will consider whether Al-Megrahi's decision to drop an appeal of his conviction. The United States opposes any changes to Al-Megrahi's status. Some 270 people were killed in the 1988 attack. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 186 points. The Nasdaq fell 54. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.